So joining me in studio is our very special guest, Brett Schuppmann. Brett is the founder of the Schuppy Scramble, and we will obviously have him run down his own personal story, and I want to talk a little bit about melanoma, and I want to talk about kind of the origin of your charity golf tournament that will be taking place on Sunday, April 28th at Desert Willow Golf Resort. So welcome to the show.
I want to thank you for having me, obviously. It's a chance to have a voice and to spread the awareness of skin cancer.
Well, and that's a perfect segue. So if you want to share as much as you're comfortable with your own personal story briefly, and kind of what inspired you to start the Schuppy Scramble 7 years ago.
Well, I'm a born and raised resident, and I'm sure there's a few of us out there. And I'm left-handed, so that makes me sort of rare. But I watched a mole grow for approximately 6 months under my shirt, and that was obviously 7 years ago. I assumed it was a mole, and I assumed wrong. It basically almost cost me my life. By the time we had it checked at Scripps Hospital, I was in dire straits. So when you're in dire straits and you survive, you have a choice. You can either walk away healthy or you can do something about it. I chose the latter. I choose to do something about it.
I looked up a few statistics relating to melanoma, and it is estimated that the number of new melanoma cases diagnosed in 2019 will increase by 7.7%. On average, a person's risk for melanoma doubles if he or she has had more than 5 sunburns. And I am guilty of that. We live in the desert.
Yeah.
I mean, people flock here from all over the world because of the sun and the weather and all that goes with that. So, I mean, it's you know, a cruel irony that melanoma is so increasingly prevalent, but certainly to be in the environment that we are in, this valley where the sun is the draw.
Yeah.
So, and you have a, you know, you have all different populations, but you certainly have, if I had to say, there was a population in terms of generational, there are a lot of, we have an aging population in this valley.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think there's a misconception there, though, with aging. I've had a lady come to my golf shop at Desert Willow, and by the way, I have to give a big thanks to my staff at Desert Willow for watching over me for 7 years now. Recently, I had a woman come in maybe 2 years ago, and she wanted to tell me about her 13-year-old niece, so I obviously said, well, how is she? Well, she passed away from melanoma. So let's not all think that melanoma only happens to the old guy, the blue-eyed guy like me, mm-hmm. Fair skin. You're all naive if you think that way. That's the key to melanoma, is to take a look at yourself, know what you're looking at, protect yourself and protect your partner or your friends, because honestly, no one's talking about it. I'm born and raised here in the desert, and I've yet to see a commercial on TV about melanoma. But when I'm all done with the Schuppy Scramble, there'll be plenty of commercials on TV. By the way, the event's been sold out since December because people want to learn about skin cancer, and I would like to be the voice to be that support to them. All it takes is awareness. You catch it early, you're fine. You wait like me, you're in a lot of trouble.
So the 7th annual Schuppy Scramble Charity Golf Tournament, again, is April 28th. It is sponsored by West Dermatology. And share with us kind of what your relationship is with West Dermatology, and then also your relationship with the Eisenhower Cancer Center.
Well, again, being born and raised here, my father's life was saved way back in the day at Eisenhower, and I've always admired Eisenhower Medical Center. By the way, my cancer came back last year, and if it wasn't for my own learning through my 6-year experience, I wouldn't have been able to self-diagnose my second melanoma. It returned, and it returned in the same location. I feel in my original incision all the time. I felt a little bump. I went to Matthew Smith at West Dermatology. He thought it was fat tissue. He took it out right then and there. Luckily, he had taken some skin with it, and the skin revealed that my melanoma had returned. So by the grace of God and the great surgeon, Dr. Hyams at Eisenhower, he performed the surgery last year that saved my life.
What an incredible... I'm at a loss for words. Yeah. I am a cancer survivor. I did not have melanoma, but I am thankful every day, and I have been cancer-free since 2003. And regardless of the cancer, once you have it, I mean, just those words are jarring to anyone and people who love you and support you. So it's incredible to have you here in studio. So let's get back to your tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the seventh year, how much money have you raised collectively? And I know that you're sold out, but you did share with me that there was still opportunity if someone wanted to play to contact you, and that there were still some holes to fill in the tournament.
Well, I have 256 players coming. We've sold out both golf courses again 7 years in a row. I've had a full foursome pull out yesterday. So I do have room for four, but it's not going to be hard to fill it. I encourage anybody out there to just be aware. And if you're interested in participating, obviously the eighth annual will be next year. But I'm so honored for the opportunity Desert Willow gives me, the City of Palm Desert gives me. And mainly you ask me how's my tournament and how much I have raised. I always like to correct people. It's not my tournament. It's all of ours. We do this together because together we can all beat skin cancer. And to this date, after 6 years, I've walked the streets of my hometown. And so far I've raised $146,994.53 to Eisenhower, Lucy Kirchy, and I'm very proud of that.
You should be. That I mean, just exponentially, what that money will do to serve current generations, future generations, and thank you. From every person listening, I'm sure whatever you're doing, if you're at your desk or driving in your car or running errands, whatever, you've got to be touched by this interview. So thank you for that. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun start. You have three levels of sponsorships, Title, Platinum, T. Are there still opportunities for people to throw money at you?
It's not at me. It's at Eisenhower, and it's for all of you. I don't need anything. I've been given life twice now. And by the way, I've been recently diagnosed with a side effect to the 13 months of my Keytruda. It started in my left knee. It's now worked to my right knee. I can barely walk. I'm on disability, and I'm away from Desert Willow, and I don't like it. But I'm going to get through this hurdle. Everyone's got a hurdle, and I've got another one to jump over. But right now I can't jump. But when my knees get better, I will jump.
That's awesome.
So... back to my question, if people want to sponsor the tournament at this late date, are they still able to contribute?
Most definitely. www.shoopyscramble.org. I have my own website. I've worked very hard on my 501c3, and anyone out there that's interested in helping me help others, I'd be all over it. I care about you, even though I don't know you. You need to all know what's going on. Skin cancer is on the rise, and we need to help one another.
You had also shared with me that you were looking for silent auction and raffle prizes. Is that still the case?
Well, if anyone's kind enough, I have till April 20th. I have a committee that's really strict on me getting everything in time. So anyone out there listening that would like to help, you can email me at brett@shoopyscramble.org. I'd be honored to come get it myself and shake your hand.
Yeah, we are again speaking with Brett Shootman, and he is the name behind the 7th annual Shoopy Scramble Charity Golf Tournament that will be taking place this April 28th at Desert Willow Golf Resort.
Two courses,
okay. And tell me about some of the foursomes that have been with you from the inception. And is it just all ages? I would certainly imagine it's very community-centric, people that you know personally and who support you, and then people who are just wanting to help the cause.
I would say out of the 256 players that are playing this year, I would say at least 80 of them have played in all 7 years. I've had a lady cancel Hawaii in my second annual, and I roasted her in front of the crowd. I asked everyone, would you cancel Hawaii for a golf event? I've had people fly in from Canada, fly home the next day. I've got, to me, everyone's a celebrity. I don't need all these fancy movie stars and all these sports athletes. I just want people.
Yeah.
I want people to come because people can help people. And I feel that what we're doing at Desert Willow, my team and I, we've already saved 5 lives that have participated in my event from melanoma. So to take on that phone call in my golf shop that my event has saved a life, it's hard to stay upright. I pretty much had to go in the back office for a while and compose myself on that first one.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I am not often at a loss for words, but you are probably one of the most profound people I have had in my studio. It just is such an honor. And for those who don't know the backstory, Brett was is a friend. We have a mutual friend in common, Steve Hohanessian, who is a long time friend of mine from many, many years back. Is Steve playing in your tournament?
Is Steve playing? He brings 8 players, and it's his 7th year in a row with an 8-some. We don't allow 8-somes at Desert Willow, so I have to break them up. And by the way, he starts on hole 10A and 10B, probably the best course in the desert, Firecliff.
Wow. Well, I told him you were coming on at 6:30, so hopefully he's listening from Orange County.
I hope he is. He's a good friend to all of us.
Yes, he is. He is. So I want to thank you for being here. I would love to follow up with you and find out about the success of your tournament, and I am in your corner to promote the 8th, 9th, 10th, many, many tournaments in your future, and to see you get back to where you once were, and you are just a treasure to be here in studio with me. So, again, that is ShoopyScramble.org, and Shoopy is S-H-O-O-P-Y, scramble.org. So, again, we're looking for sponsors, auction items, really just have the conversation with Brett and see what you can do to support this incredible, incredible disease that is so prevalent all around the world, but it's, you know, certainly the focus because of where we live here in the beautiful Coachella Valley.
Can I say one more thing?
You absolutely can.
If I was in a crowd and I asked 100 people, what is the color of the breast cancer ribbon? All 100 of you would say pink.
Yeah.
If I was in that same crowd and I asked you all what the color of my melanoma ribbon is, approximately 10% of you would know. That's the scary part. The color of my ribbon is black. And I would like everyone to be aware of it because we all share one entity. It's above you every day. It's called the sun.
That's deep.
That is incredible.
That's
thank you.
Deep.
So we will step aside, but before we do, have you wanted to turn your tired kitchen into an entertainer's dream but just don't know whom to trust? There's no time like spring to add eye-catching style with statement appliances, sleek stone countertops, and more with the Valley's trusted remodeler, RBC Construction. RBC Construction is offering free kitchen remodeling consultations for a limited time to qualified inquiries. So live your dream. Visit rbcconstruction.com to book your free kitchen remodeling consultation. That's rbcconstruction.com.